There are new safety standards for SUVs and pickup trucks. The design overhaul, announced by U.S. and foreign automakers, should reduce the amount of damage these vehicles do in collisions with smaller vehicles. The goal is to reduce injuries and deaths. Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio reports.
15 different automakers from 3 different continents have agreed to implement the new safety standards that 5 years from now will be required on all vehicles in the U.S. Aaron Shostak is the communications director for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. He says the industry's announcement is unprecedented.
This is the most comprehensive voluntary safety initiative ever undertaken by automakers in history.
The new guidelines are a response to consumer demand for safer vehicles and to government concerns about the dangers of collisions between cars and light trucks. Federal safety regulators have found that car passengers have a greater chance of dying in a collision with a pickup truck or an SUV than with another car. Shostak says consumers will begin to see more side head protection airbags, more reinforced beams, and improved crumple zones because of today's agreement.
Please welcome the president of the Americas for Ford Motor Company, Jim Padilla, and the governor of our great state, Governor Jennifer Granholm.
Ford officials gathered at the Wayne Stamping plant just outside Detroit today to unveil the company's 2005 Ford Focus. The small car is exactly the kind of vehicle the new agreement is designed to protect. Executive Vice President Jim Padilla says the new guidelines are something that Ford and the industry can live with.
We think this is a good step forward, and we're doing this voluntarily. We have the technology, and now it's phasing in and proving it out.
Car and Driver editor Cheba Chetta says in reaching an agreement, the industry is trying to avert the heavy hand of regulation.
I think it's very significant, and I think it shows that they recognize that this is a serious issue where if they don't do something voluntarily, something's going to be rammed down their throats. And I think they'd rather do something voluntarily. It makes it easier. It usually costs less, and it can be integrated into their product programs.
Some vehicles on the road already meet the new guidelines. The agreement calls for 50% of vehicles to comply by 2007. All cars and trucks sold in the United States are expected to meet the new safety standards by 2009. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.